Hey, Pally, is it hot enough for you?
Is it hot enough for you? Is it hot enough for you?
Hot enough for you?
There's nothing worse than this freaking heat than a stranger asking you on the street. Is it hot enough for you? Is it hot enough for you?
Hey, hot enough for you? You see, that's the joke. Because it's already too hot. So obviously asking you if it's hot enough for you is sort of redundant.
Yeah.
Since the heat is already here,
yeah.
Therein lies the humor.
Yeah, we get it, buddy. Enough already. Just press the on button of that air conditioner again today. That feels good. Another severe sweat warning kind of day coming at us today, that's for sure. Smoking hot.
I'm baking like a toasted cheeser. It's so hot here.
We hit 30 yesterday in Regina, and today it's going to be 34 degrees. Yesterday, Moose Jaw, you hit 33. You're going to be 35 today. Yes, you're still under a heat warning. Kind of explained that to you yesterday. Perhaps I should again if I can help you understand this. Regina not in a heat warning, although you may think we should be today. Moose Jaw is. And that comes from Moose Jaw, as I said, being as warm as they were yesterday, over 32, and then again today. That's how Environment Canada looks at it. A couple of days back-to-back where you're 32 or higher, or overnight lows that are 16 or greater as well, a heat warning. And that's why we kind of fell under the mark yesterday at 30 degrees. But today it's going to be a cooker. And according to the old Farmer's Almanac, the dog days of summer start today, which is traditionally the hottest 40 days of the year. How have you been dealing with the heat?
Patio beers and ice cream.
You know, drink water, take care of yourself, wear a hat.
I don't mind the heat. As long as you have AC in your house, we're happy with that. So it is nice. There's only so much you can do inside.
It's awesome. It's just great to get out in the evening after work.
Oh, that is so true. Last night I went for a bit of a bike ride and just to enjoy the evening. It was gorgeous. A bit of rain over overnight. Well, actually, late evening and then a little overnight. So there's a few puddles this morning. But unfortunately, again, I'm just looking here. A number of wildfires up north burning again. Lightning strikes have been really bad. There are 64 province-wide now. That's triple from a week ago. 21 not contained. It's quite a fair amount. So we had the fire ban kind of lifted. But with this hot, dry weather, I fear we might be pointing in that direction again at this rate. So we'll keep you posted on that. Regina Police.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police.
Yes, indeed. They want to remind you, lock your doors. Lock your doors of the house, the vehicle, garage. Lock it all up because there have been a string of break-and-enters lately. 15 break-and-enters reported over the last couple of weeks. 7 happened through garage doors, which were left unlocked. Unlocked side doors. Couple happen because you do that old pull out of the driveway, forgot to hit the button. The overhead door remained open and was left behind open overnight even. And don't keep garage door openers and spare keys inside your car either, which many people do, including me. It's really hard to want to grab the button of the garage door opener as you leave the vehicle instead of leaving it there on the visor. But, thieves know that too. So I guess you got to get used to it. It's vehicles have been stolen too. Left open and keys inside. Anyone with a story to tell about having the garage broken into or something or someone suspicious who may have been trying to scope your home for a robbery? 1-877-300-7275. Text me. Got a story to share? I remember a few years ago too, Regina police were warning you, lock your front doors after you get home. Lots of people are guilty of coming through the front door after work, dropping the purse, the backpack, keys at the front entrance. And then some bold robber working the neighborhood opens up the front door, snatches whatever is close by, and then gets out. I remember that was happening a few years back. I'm sure it never gets old either. I'm guilty of having the front door unlocked on weekends and hanging out in the backyard, but it is something I've been trying to be more mindful of. I always seem to want to check the front doors now, make sure they're locked. But warning from RPS. Warmer weather means a lot more break-ins are happening this time of the year.
Don't take fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. The start, and it's sudden, and it's cool sometimes. But if I
You can't hear that song and not think of Back to the Future. Huey Lewis in the news. He's got a birthday coming up here. He's going to be 75. Back to the Future came out on this day 40 years ago.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Such a great movie that even today has us all wondering... And still gives me hope as I see it in Regina traffic backed up from downtown construction that the future is bright.
Roads? Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
I hope they never, ever try to remake Back to the Future or reboot the franchise. It's not necessary because the movies are perfect, if you ask me. I love them just the way they are. I introduced Back to the Future to both of my daughters as they grew older, and just as I expected.
But your kids are going to love it.
My oldest daughter still loves it. She wasn't around 40 years ago and when the original came out, and even today, for a throwback, she'll occasionally, out of nowhere, after I've said something or done something stupid, she'll look at me and go, Biff.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think with fly thing.
Yeah, so cheers to 40 years.
I got Back to the Future.
Love the movie. Highly recommend going back to revisit it with your kids if you haven't already. Back to the Future in theaters 40 years ago today, 1985. I think I saw it at the Coronet on Albert Street, just a door or two away, and not even a half a block away from where we are on Sass Drive. That's the first time I saw Back to the Future, I think. And if it's on TV, I always stop and watch it a few more minutes when I can here these days. What else is going on? Oh, hey.
Woohoo! Beer, beer, beer.
How about a beer with your pancake? If you're going to the Calgary Stampede, get a load of this. The Stampede starts tomorrow, and I actually know some people who are taking off to go holiday in Calgary for the Stampede. Something I've never done, but apparently... if I want a drink early in the morning, it's now legal. They have new booze laws in Calgary during the Stampede that allows restaurants to start selling alcohol at 6:30 in the morning. Why? But they do during the Stampede. Oh, this is fun, too. How many of you parents out there listening can relate to this? Have you had one of your kids leave the roost only to move back home? And when it happens, it's almost always much more challenging than it ever was.
You hungry? Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
Yes.
I knew you'd go. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now!
Oh, I imagine it just being a disaster if the kids ever move home as adults. But yeah, nearly half of parents say an adult child between 18 and 35 has boomeranged home. And why is that? Well, largely because this generation apparently has yet to grasp budgeting. So more and more kids moving out and returning home at an older age. I'm changing the locks now after reading this, for sure. Okay, heat warning in Moose Jaw this morning, 35, you're high. And Regina, there may as well be a heat warning, but there's not technically because... We got to have 32 or greater back-to-back days. We were only 30 yesterday. Our high today, 34 degrees. Bit of a celebration in Moose Jaw today. Summer Sidewalk Days are back. The Kinsmen put this on, and it's all on Moose Jaw's Main Street, which will be closed from Ross to Manitoba for vendors, entertainment, food trucks, and a ton more. 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. today, tomorrow 10 till 8, and wraps up Saturday from 10 till 5. It's going to take up 9 block of Main and has 30 food vendors. They say something like 200 retail vendors. There's a children's village with a roving magician, games, bouncy castles, and stages are going to be set up again for live entertainment and music. Battle of the Bands is back on Saturday, I hear. So it's a popular street festival I've attended in years past. And it draws well over 20,000 plus every year to downtown Moose Jaw. Sidewalk Days starting today. Well, you're going to have to Make sure you get some sunscreen, have a hat, and hydrate because it is going to be smoking hot. There are 35 in Moose Jaw. You're again under a heat warning today. Yesterday, 33. Today, 35. That's how you get yourself a heat warning, back-to-back days like that. Today in the U.S., it's one of the busiest travel days of the year. There are more than 51,000 flights up in the air. Tomorrow's 4th of July, because gas prices aren't so bad either. They're not flying, they're driving. More Americans are driving this year than last year. Something like 61 million people expected to hit the road today.
You open the beaches on the 4th of July, it's like ringing the dinner bell.
Tomorrow's the 4th of July. Those beaches will be open for this weekend. It's going to be one of the best summers we've ever had.
Yeah, and lately in the U.S., there's been a fair amount of shark attacks. One of the latest, a 9-year-old girl in Florida who was rescued, thankfully, to a man nearby who saw her struggling in the shark. He rushed out there, and then another did too. But unfortunately, the guy who was the lead in ensuring this little 9-year-old girl got out and saved her life, he's now facing deportation because of the attention that was brought to him. He's been detained by Trump's ICE team. Another oddity. Yesterday, I think, for some, was that Sean Diddy Combs was found guilty and innocent on the most serious charges. The jury delivering a split verdict yesterday. He was acquitted of the more serious charges, sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy, but he was convicted of 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. And prosecutors may seek a sentence now of up to 20 years, but Diddy's lawyers are hopeful he'll only get 2. After the verdict, Diddy knelt down, he prayed before being let out of the courtroom as his supporters cheered. And outside the courthouse, a guy was chanting, "Free Diddy, free Diddy." The judge said he denied Diddy bail, though, because Combs' propensity for violence makes him a danger to the community. So he remains behind bars this morning. His ex-girlfriend, Cassie, petitioned to keep him locked up, in fact, claiming he could be a danger to her if he's free, and the judge felt that he couldn't prove he wouldn't be, and Cassie's lawyer said this of the verdict after it was read.
Cassie is satisfied that she did her part, everything that she was asked to do. I hope other survivors, people who are suffering in silence and who might be listening to this interview, are not deterred from coming forward, because I don't think, and I know actually, that Cassie doesn't regret anything that she did.
Diddy's team of lawyers were pleading with the judge to reduce the amount of time he has to spend behind bars right up until the end of the afternoon. So right now he sits in a jail cell. His earliest sentencing date is October. They may look at bumping that ahead. But by the way, outside of the courtroom, listen to CNN reporter Laura Coates. I couldn't believe when I heard her say this.
I kid you not. People are pouring baby oil on one another outside this courthouse. Baby oil having a very big play in the freak-offs we heard about. You have people saying it's not Rico, it's Freako. You've got applause coming when the mother of Sean Diddy Combs, Miss Janice, got out of the vehicle just a few moments ago, really, behind us and walked inside to elated cheers and her greeting the crowd. Every time the family, the children, the 6 adult children come in, 3 boys and 3 girls, they are met by cheers, and also at times throughout the course of trial, met by scathing and disrespectful comments as well, a lot of profanity.
Raven Country Thunder, 1 week from today, it is going to be here. Def Leppard, the Sunday night closing act. That is going to be so much fun. Remember Nickelback last year? Rocking it up, and then all the country fun, too. It's a good mix, and stay tuned. I've got free tickets again to get you there for free. It is camping season, after all, so I'll even throw in the camping at Country Thunder, too. Camping, yeah, where we voluntarily give up plumbing, beds, Wi-Fi to meet and fight mosquitoes, in a nylon hot, and yet somehow we call it relaxing.
What do you say, honey? Ah, despite all the little problems, it really is fun, isn't it?
No. But with every new day, there's fresh hope.
Actually, I love camping. It's hardly ever that bad. We still love to tent when we camp here, too. And camping season, I can tell you this. Talking to SAS Parks, they said that this month of July, about Well, over 70% of cap sites in the province were spoken for so far this month. Lots left in August. Still a little wiggle room, though, if it's over 70%. Clearly, there are some spots out there if you're wanting to go. But keep this in mind. Tell me what's your best or even your worst camping experience and memory. I know you have a great camping story, and yeah, I'll go first. I once drove my kids all the way to Waterton, Alberta, there to camp, only to realize I'd accidentally placed the screen tent used for keeping bugs away from the picnic table into the camping tent bag the year before. I forgot to reverse them, which meant that the tent I needed was back home in that screen tent bag in my basement. And I'll never forget arriving at Waterton at our campsite, opening up to see nothing but that screen tent in the bag. And my youngest kid, Brooklyn, at the time, looking up, saying, "Dad, everyone's going to be able to look in and see us sleeping in this." I'm like, oh, I felt like such an idiot. And checking to see how much tents were going for at the local store. No way I was paying $1,000 for a small tent. We booked it to Pincher Creek each night, not too far from Waterton. Slept in a hotel. Kids loved it anyhow, water slide. But what's your most unforgettable or memorable camping memory? Think about that. Share it with me. You got to text 1-877-300-7275. You do that, you get a chance to win this Craven Country Thunder prize package I have. Pair of weekend passes with camping included. It's dollar value. It's well over $600 or more right now. So we can save you big money. You'd be seeing Jason Aldean, Bailey Zimmerman, Def Leppard for free if you win this. To enter, text me your first and last name and your best or worst camping memory. It doesn't have to be the moment like I had. It could be a cherished memory of where you love to camp and why you love going there every year. Favorite camping moment. Horrible or not, text me first and last name along with your story. 1-877-300-7275. Everyone who does is going to get in the hat, and my producer Frank is going to draw one name after the 8 o'clock news and award weekend passes and camping to get you to Craven Country Thunder next weekend. So start texting 1-877-300-7275. My buddy Frank, our producer, is a big ball fan. I know that. And Jays fan, right? Huge Jays fan. And the reason I know more about the Jays is probably because of Frank. And they are on a roll. They just beat the Yankees again. 11-9. That's their third straight win in this four-game series. Toronto and New York now tied for first in the AL East. And our Regina Red Sox on a bit of a roll now. They took a doubleheader over the Swift Current 57s, 9-0, and then 6-1. They're back at Curry Field tonight against Moose Jaw. Great night at Curry Field, expected. It's going to be a warm one, considering how hot it's going to be today, 34 in Regina.